7. Spiritual value of the personality concept. When Jesus talked about the living God, he referred to a personal deity, the Father in heaven. The concept of the personality of deity facilitates fellowship. It favors intelligent worship. It promotes refreshing trustfulness. Interactions can be had between non-personal things, but not fellowship. The fellowship relation of Father and Son, as between God and man, cannot be enjoyed unless both are persons. Only personalities can commune with each other, albeit this personal communion may be greatly facilitated by the presence of just such an impersonal entity as the Thought Adjuster. Man does not achieve union with God as a drop of water might find unity with the ocean. Man attains divine union by progressive reciprocal spiritual communion, by personality intercourse with the personal God, by increasingly attaining the divine nature through wholehearted and intelligent conformity to the divine will. Such a sublime relationship can exist only between personalities. The concept of truth might possibly be entertained apart from personality. The concept of beauty may exist without personality, but the concept of divine goodness is understandable only in relation to personality. Only a person can love and be loved. Even beauty and truth would be divorced from survival hope if they were not attributes of a personal God, a loving Father. We cannot fully understand how God can be primal, changeless, all-powerful, and perfect, and at the same time be surrounded by an ever-changing and apparently law-limited universe, an evolving universe of relative imperfections. But we can know such a truth in our own personal experience, since we all maintain identity of personality and unity of will in spite of the constant changing of both ourselves and our environment. Ultimate universe reality cannot be grasped by mathematics, logic, or philosophy, only by personal experience in progressive conformity to the divine will of a personal God. Neither science, philosophy, nor theology can validate the personality of God. Only the personal experience of the faith sons of the Heavenly Father can affect the actual spiritual realization of the personality of God. The higher concepts of universe personality imply identity, self-consciousness, self-will, and possibility for self-revelation. And these characteristics further imply fellowship with other and equal personalities, such as exists in the personality associations of the paradise deities. And the absolute unity of these associations is so perfect that divinity becomes known by indivisibility, by oneness. The Lord God is one. Indivisibility of personality does not interfere with God's bestowing His Spirit to live in the hearts of mortal men. Indivisibility of a human father's personality does not prevent the reproduction of mortal sons and daughters. This concept of indivisibility in association with the concept of unity implies transcendence of both time and space by the ultimacy of deity. Therefore, neither space nor time can be absolute or infinite. The first source and center is that infinity who unqualifiedly transcends all mind, all matter, and all spirit. The fact of the Paradise Trinity in no manner violates the truth of the divine unity. The three personalities of Paradise Deity are, in all universe reality reactions and in all creature relations, as one. Neither does the existence of these three eternal persons violate the truth of the indivisibility of deity. I am fully aware that I have at my command no language adequate to make clear to the mortal mind how these universe problems appear to us. But you should not become discouraged. Not all of these things are wholly clear to even the high personalities belonging to my group of paradise beings. Ever bear in mind that these profound truths pertaining to deity will increasingly clarify as your minds become progressively spiritualized during the successive epochs of the long mortal ascent to paradise. Presented by a divine counselor, a member of a group of celestial personalities assigned by the Ancients of Days on Uversa, the headquarters of the seventh superuniverse, to supervise those portions of the forthcoming revelation which have to do with affairs beyond the borders of the local universe of Nebadon. I am commissioned to sponsor those papers portraying the nature and attributes of God, because I represent the highest source of information available for such a purpose on any inhabited world. I have served as a divine counselor in all seven of the superuniverses, and have long resided at the paradise center of all things. Many times have I enjoyed the supreme pleasure of a sojourn in the immediate personal presence of the Universal Father. I portray the reality and truth of the Father's nature and attributes with unchallengeable authority. I know whereof I speak.